It is a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to God's purpose and grace. This calling prohibits all trust in our own actions, and it conducts us to Christ alone for salvation. Afterward, it purges us from dead works to serve the living and true God. We should be holy and without blame before Him. Ephesians 1:4. If you are living in sin, you are not called. But if you are truly Christ's, you can say, "Nothing pains me as much as sin. I want to be rid of it. Lord, help me to be holy." Is this your heart's desire? Is this the continual purpose of your life toward God and His divine will? Again, in Philippians 3:13 and 14, we are told about the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus. Is your calling an upward calling? Is your heart set on heavenly things? Has it elevated your hopes, your tastes, and your desires? Has it raised the purpose of your life so that you spend it with and for God? Another test is found in Hebrews 3:1, partakers of the heavenly calling. Heavenly means a call from heaven. If man alone called you, you are not called. Is your calling from God? Is it a call to heaven as well as from heaven? Unless you are a stranger here and heaven is your home, you have not been called with a heavenly calling. Those with a heavenly calling declare that they wait for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. They confess that they are strangers and pilgrims on earth. Is your calling holy, high, and heavenly? Then, beloved,